The European Union today called for Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe to step down. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, whose country holds the rotating EU presidency, said in a speech President Mugabe must go and added Zimbabwe has suffered enough. EU foreign ministers also agreed to add a further 11 names to a list of Zimbabwean officials, including President Mugabe, who are banned from travelling in the 27-country bloc. Meanwhile, South African government officials were in Zimbabwe today assessing the scale of the humanitarian crisis there. Basic foodstuffs are running out and a cholera epidemic has already killed at least 575 people, infected 1,000 and has spread to South Africa, Mozambique and Zambia. We spoke to the spokesperson for the London-based Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, who says the key solution to the crisis lies with South Africa.
The cholera epidemic in Zimbabwe is out of control. The sanitation system has collapsed. There's no pure water supply. Government is bankrupt. Neighbouring countries are becoming increasingly alarmed as the epidemic spreads to South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, Mozambique. And people from Zimbabwe swamp these countries seeking medical attention. The outside world have grown increasingly anxious now. It's not only the political leaders like Condoleezza Rice and Gordon Brown, and indeed the EU Foreign Policy Commissioner Javier Solana, but also the Prime Minister of Kenya, Mr. Odinga, has suggested, in fact, that a military force should be used to remove Mugabe. The Foreign Minister of Botswana, Mr. Skelemane, has more or less suggested the same thing, and he's urged a blockade of Zimbabwe to bring down the government there. But in fact, it all depends on South Africa. And it's only South Africa, regional superpower, which has the necessary clout to bring Mugabe to heel.